come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. My very special guest this hour is Scott Rasmussen. He is a political pollster and author of the book, The People's Money, How Voters Will Balance the Budget and Eliminate the Federal Debt. And Scott, before we went away to traffic there, I asked you to help set my mind straight on some things, because reading your book, it's full of statistics, and I love statistics, but there are some that I found to be confusing and contradictory. So I need your help getting me on the right path, on the right thinking here. On the one hand, you say 7 in 10 Americans believe that big government and big business work together against the rest of us. And on the other hand, you say 28% of the voters believe that government running the economy is more important than protecting individual rights. So with cries of crony capitalism and tax dollar wasting and so forth, like Solyndra is in the news, how do we reconcile these two findings?
People don't want government in charge of the economy. A majority, you know, you mentioned 28% who think running the economy is important. A majority say, well, hey, wait a minute. What we really want is the government to protect individual rights. They see it as a threat to individual rights. What people would like to see in this country, simply put, is they don't want to be governed from the left or the right or the center. They don't want big business in charge. They want a government that provides a framework, plays a support role in a self-governing society so that individuals can make choices, you know, that will affect their own lives. And, you know, the choices we're talking about are about jobs and family and faith and where you live and all kinds of other things. And there is a growing frustration with what a lot of people see as a burden coming down from the federal government.
Oh, I see. All right, well, let me just follow on with another question if I can, Scott, because only 35% of Americans believe that capitalism is the same thing as free markets. 65% of them, the overwhelming majority, see capitalism as crony capitalism. Are people just so fed up with the banks and the bailouts that they've gone over to the dark side?
Well, they believe the economy has gone over to the dark side. Yes, the bailouts are still the most hated piece of legislation in modern American history. I know a lot of Republicans want to pretend that the president's health care bill is the most unpopular, and it is unpopular, but it's nothing compared to the bailouts. And, you know, part of the problem with the bailouts wasn't just the money. It was the sense...
Oh, we lost Scott there. Scott, are you there? No, we lost Scott, and just as he was getting to the good part, too, we were talking about the sense of frustration that Americans are feeling on all of this. So we'll try to get Scott back on the line, but if you've got a thought on this about crony capitalism or anything else, give us a call at 289-1520, that's 289-1520, and give us your thoughts on this. And when we get him back on the line, we've been talking to conservative political pollster Scott Rasmussen. His latest book, The People's Money, How Voters Will Balance the Budget and Eliminate the Federal Debt. It's a fascinating read, filled with all sorts of political insights based on the polls that Mr. Rasmussen has done. And what I find interesting is the change of career that Scott went through, because as I said in setting this up, Scott Rasmussen is not only now the leading conservative political pollster in the United States, but he also has come from very good roots. He and his father started ESPN way back when. We have back on the line. Hi, Scott. You were just getting to the juicy part there. We were talking about crony capitalism and the sense of frustration that many Americans feel.
Yeah, and people feel that it's not just the dollars involved, it is the sense that the rules were changed. If you are well-connected, what happens is if you keep the money during the good times and get bailed out by taxpayers during the bad times. That's the perception that's out there, and it is a perception that is very deeply ingrained. They don't like the idea, voters don't like the idea of corporate welfare, of government picking winners and losers. You know, it's not a question of whether Solyndra was a good decision or not. It's a question of voters don't think the government should be making those kinds of decisions in the first place. And when you talk about how you reduce federal spending, corporate welfare is one of the areas that people would like to see eliminated.
My guest is Scott Rasmussen. So, Scott, another thing that I found interesting among your statistics, when voters are told that returning to the gold standard would reduce the power of central bankers and politicians to steer the economy, support for returning to the gold standard rises from 24% to 57%, and only 19% oppose it. What is that saying, and isn't that one of the fundamental principles of Ron Paul's run for the presidency?
You know, that says less about the gold standard than it does about the desire to rein in the control that the central bankers and others have And it really gets to the core difference between the American people, the mainstream voters, and the political class, because to the political class, one of the core ideas, one of the reasons for government is to have that management flexibility to run things. And most voters just say, no, we want to place restrictions on that. Now, Ron Paul has said an awful lot of things that connect with voters. Three out of four agree with him on auditing the Fed. The gold standard is not something that is wildly embraced by any stretch of the imagination, but if it is seen as a tool that would rein in the government impact on the economy, people would like that. Ron Paul has also talked about a lot of military reductions that have some support. But at the same time, Ron Paul manages to present some of the things in a way that is perhaps less appealing than the ideas themselves.
That makes sense. My guest has been Scott Rasmussen, author of the book, The People's Money, How Voters Will Balance the Budget and Eliminate the Federal Debt. And Scott, you've clearly piqued the interest of some of my listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, the website is RasmussenReports.com, R-A-S-M-U-S-S-E-N, reports.com. And you can also find the book anywhere in bookstores at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Oh, that is great. Scott, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.